It's incredible schus to share Torah, 5 minute words from Chicago. You know, I always felt Chicago, anywhere you are is a special place to learn Torah, Vada, but something has to be special about Chicago. It's called the Windy City. And the Windy is Ruach. So it's a city full of Ruach. There must be something to that. We know that everything, the name is the Mechus, is the essence of the being. So Baruch Hashem is the schus to share Torah, and we show the Chevra tonight that wherever we are, we have Kaveitim to learn together Thursday night, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. So we're together to learn Torah. The parasha begins with the mitzvah of the menorah. It's Ba'alois Ches Anoyres that Aaron was going to light the menorah. So Rav Leibel Eger in Teres Emes, he asked the following question. That there's no Lashon Tzivoy. It is strange that there's no Lashon, there's no language of commandment. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, tells Moshe, tell Aaron to light the menorah, but it's Behalois Ches Anoyres, when you light the menorah, as if it's a given, as if it's a mitzvah that's already known. What's pshat? It's Behalois Ches Anoyres without a Lashon Tzivoy, without a language of a commandment like we find by most mitzvahs. So we know there's a famous Medrash. And the Medrash tells us by the Chanukas HaMishkan that when the Klal Yisrael in the beginning of Nisan started using the Mishkan, so every single Shevet, every Nasi, every leader of every tribe brought a Karban. We read all about this last week in Parshas Naso, and that's the juxtaposition of Parshas Naso, Parshas Baloscha, the following, that all the different Shvatim, all the Nasiim of every Shevet brought a Karban to show the excitement of Baruch Hashem, Chanukah HaMishkan. But Levi didn't bring a karban. And Aaron from Shevet Levi, Chol Shadaito, he was all upset. He was down and out. That's what the Medrash says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry. Shalcha gedola mishalahem. Your mitzvah that you're going to have is much greater than theirs. You have the mitzvah of the menorah. And that menorah is going to be much greater. Why? Because the karbanos are when the Beis HaMikdash is here. But there's a coming time there's not going to be a Beis HaMikdash. We can't bring in Karbanos. But the menorah will be l'netach nitzachim. The menorah, each and every one of us has a schus every Chanukah to still light a menorah. We still have a little bit of a shrayim, a little bit of a remnant of the Beis HaMikdash. That mitzvah, that's l'netach nitzachim. It's one of the most special parts of Chanukah. Every night we're involved in avodah of Beis HaMikdash. So some of us have a minog to go to the mikvah before lighting Chanukah menorah. How could you not? Lamaisa, why is it? What was so special about the menorah that it was lenetzach, that it was forever? Of everything that went on in the Beis HaMikdash, the one thing that we still have is menorah. So Rav Leibel Eger explains, you know, there's different kedusha in this world, the different levels of ruchnis in this world. And sometimes we have isrusa d'le'ela. Sometimes we have an influence from above. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings into the world chizik and isorus that we feel, that we connect to. And sometimes it's Rusul D'Tata. So Rusul D'Tata means it's a chizik, a ruchni, it's a sairis that comes from us through our effort, through our hard work, through our avoda, through our kavan and our tefillah when we push ourselves, when our melus b'torah, going out of our way to be moser nefesh, to help someone and sacrifice ourselves for others. When we put in that time and effort, we create ruchnis, we create kedusha. And the label explains that when it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives us a spark, so that's there for a moment. But then when that spark is over, it's over. Shabbos Kodesh is there for Shabbos, but then Shabbos leaves. But when it comes from us, when it's something that you've created, it's something that you've put in Amelus, you've put in effort, so then it's something that's the Lashon of Rebbe, Dover Ahoyve Tomei B'li Hefsek. It's something that's always going to be there, and it never stops. Ve'eino Batal La'olam. It never is nullified. Ba'aloyzcha es haneros, and therefore we could understand that ba'aloyzcha es haneros was no lashon tzivoy, Rav Leibel says. It tells us Aaron was so excited for this mitzvah, he did it on his own. He wasn't even needed to be commanded. It came from him. And that's why it was lenetzach. That's why it was always and it didn't fade, even when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That's why menorah's gematria 295, exactly gematria roitza. It's when you really want something. When you really want something, you put all your effort into it, and it has a nitzchias to it. It stays with you. You know, Chevra, we're coming into the kayats, we're coming into the summer, and for many, the summer is a challenging time. You know, during the year, usually we have a lot more of a, we have much more structure, we have much more of help from a conducive environment, from chavrusas, from yeshiva, from different outside isrusa d'le'ela that helps us keep us in check in our avodas Hashem. And comes the summer, and we have many of us bein azmanim, and we have the challenges of the world that are so in our face when it comes to the summer, when Shabir Sanayim and other and Yonim, and all different types of things. But don't be afraid. Because when you've accomplished something and you've connected to your learning and your davening and your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes from you, then that doesn't fade. Then that's something that will be there. That's something that's going to be lenetzach, just like we see by the menorah, because it came from Aaron. It was ba'alois chasan eros, not coming from the Rabbi Nishalom. And then it's the Ruz Tatah, and it stays with us and will be with us through the summer. We're going to prove through the summer, when you stay strong in your Shemir Sanayim, you stay strong in your davening, you stay strong in your learning. It's something that is kiyumis. It's something that's going to be lenetzach. It doesn't fade. Rav Leibel explains, therefore, if you take the Rashi Tevos, the first letters of El Mul Pnei HaMenorah Iru Shivas HaNeros, El Mul Aleph Mem Pei Hey Yud Shin Hey, El Mul Pnei HaMenorah Iru Shivas HaNeros, to the center of the menorah, to the face of the menorah, all the seven neros will shine. You take the Rashi Tevos of that, it's Gematria 441. Exactly Gematria Emes. Emes is something, truth stands strong. Truth does not fade. Moshe Emes v'saraso Emes. The choismos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the signature of the Rebbeinu Shalom is Emes. It's lenet. When something is Emes, Sheker, we know Sheker, even the letters themselves, right? They stand on a very thin foundation and it's easy to topple. All the letters of Emes, Aleph, Mem, Tof, they're very strong. They have a strong foundation. They're not going to fade. So you see, when you're involved, like the menorah, in avoda that comes from us, ba'leis chasaneros, it's going to stay strong. And that's how we're going to stay strong, whatever the Eibishter brings our way. And when it comes to a summer, and there will be nisyonos, there will be challenges in the summer. We have to believe that we're going to be matzliach in those challenges because we've created a relationship that we've put an effort, and we're going to continue to put an effort in our learning, in our davening, in our Shemir Shabbos, in everything that we do. We have to believe in the netzach, continuity of our avodas Hashem that's full of emes, and that way will be zoicha to go into zimmer full of simcha, full of bracha, for gula Yeshua, for each and every one of us, and all of Klal Yisrael, and have a halig of beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh.